This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on 98.5 KRC.
Matt Rowland is the owner of the new arena football team in Northeast PA. He's on with us right now, and I am super excited that arena football is coming back to our area, Matt.
Yeah, listen, I think I might be more excited than you are. I'm not sure. So I can't wait to get into it.
We're about to announce in a few seconds the name of the new team, because last time it was the Pioneers, of course.
Yep.
The cool thing is that was Arena 2. This is like the big league. This is Arena Football 1.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. The Arena Football 1, this is the premier arena football division league in the world, and I couldn't be more excited. And because of that, we did go with a different name. Unfortunately for the Pioneer fans out
okay.
there.
Okay, yeah, because Pioneer football was fun. Arena football is fast. It's exciting. There's a lot of scoring. So time for the big reveal. What's the name of the new arena football team here in Northeast PA?
I still get pressure even announcing it, but it's going to be called the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Mavericks.
The Mavericks. Okay, I like it. The Mavs, short, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we're working on the logo, and it should be good. It should have the logo out by 12 o'clock today.
Oh, okay. So you got your team colors already.
Yep. It's going to be red and like a Carolina baby blue.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it looks really sharp.
So finally, the return of arena football to Northeast PA. It's been since, 2009 or something. March, the season kicks off, huh?
Yeah, March 15th, the season will kick off. We're finalizing the schedule. Once we have the schedule finalized, we should have the tickets on sale. It's just a very exciting time. My goal is to have the best entertainment value that money can buy. So I'm going to have the tickets priced reasonably for families.
Nice.
I want to have families. I want to have all of Northeast Pennsylvania come check us out because they won't be disappointed.
Again, Matt Rowland, owner of the new arena football team here in Northeast PA, the Mavericks. And congratulations and lots of success on the upcoming season. Good for you for getting arena football back here in Northeast PA.
Yeah, listen, I love Northeast Pennsylvania. My goal is to move back to Northeast Pennsylvania relatively soon. Yeah, I went to college up there, so I'm very fond of the area.
All right, well, best of luck to you, Matt. Thanks for going on with us today.
All right, I appreciate it.